ace. What does ace mean? And how would you use it?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't use ace. I'd use aces.
Yeah.
So I'd say, man, that's aces, as in that's great, that's excellent. I'm really enjoying that. It's aces.
Arvo.
Arvo. The Savo, I went for a walk. Arvo is like an abbreviation of afternoon.
Cactus.
Cactus. Oh, if I'm cactus, I'm cooked, I'm tired, I'm beat, I'm possibly a little drunk.
Chockers. Or chock-a-block.
Yeah, chockers, chock-a-block. I'm chock-a-block from that Kit Kat I just had. I'm full. I've eaten a lot.
Not within a cooey.
Not within a cooey.
I don't think that's one I'd ever use, but I know what it means.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever use it in a sentence, but cooey is like when you go cooey.
And why would you do that?
Because you're trying to find people near you. So if you're not within a cooey, you're far away from it.
And where would you use that
kind of... bush
walking. Yeah, so you'd be out in the bush in the sticks. Yeah, and
you're lost. You get taught it as a kid, right?
Yeah.
Is that if you ever get lost, you're meant to, like, cooey, and hopefully someone will come and find you.
Because it's like a scream, but it's not. Like, it's meant to be a sound that you make to let someone know where you are without it being that you're in danger.
Immediate danger.
All right, what else? Mad as a cut snake.
I also never use this, but mad as a cut snake, or that lady down the shops was mad as a cut snake, means she was a bit crazy, she was pretty angry, just maybe a bit nuts, really.
And what's the basic idea there, if you were to literally talk about it?
If you were thinking about, if you cut a snake, it would go wild, like it would, like, sort of move around a lot, get pretty... be pretty unhappy.
Just to put it mildly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What's a docket?
A docket?
Yeah.
As in a receipt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. If it's a docket, it's just a receipt. So you get a docket with your groceries or with your petrol or whatever.
That's an Australian term. Yeah. That's, really? I didn't realise either.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. Fair dinkum.
Fair dinkum. Again, I would never use this, but if it's fair dinkum, it's sort of pretty versatile, that one.
Yeah.
So you can say she's fair dinkum, she's, like, legitimate, she's good, she's a good person. You could say it's fair dinkum, it's the real deal.
You can also use it in kind of a response, right? If someone tells you a fact and you're sort of half disbelieving sort of, oh, fair really?
Dinkum. Or you could even be like, oh, fair dinkum, like, yeah, I agree, kind of like.
That's funny, isn't it? Weird. It is pretty versatile.
Yeah.
Fair go.
Fair go. This is such a, like, a thing that Australians claim that, oh, us Aussies, we all got to have a fair go. But I just think it's so... Anyway, so fair go, it's basically, its literal meaning is everyone's allowed a fair chance at something. And it's something that Australians like to think is unique to us.